Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, my loves. I hope everyone has had a great week and you have a great weekend. Roses are red, violets are blue. I've got the origin of this poem for you. Now, let's get to it. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. This modern cliche Valentine's Day poem can be found in Gammer Gurton's Garland, say that three times fast, a collection of English nursery rhymes published in London by Joseph Johnson. The original version goes like this. The rose is red, the violet's blue, the honey's sweet, and so are you. Thou art my love, and I am thine. I drew thee to my Valentine. The lot was cast, and then I drew, and fortune said it should be you. Cheesy poetry, flowers, and chocolate. Ah, love is in the air. So is the flu. So wash your hands often, drink plenty of water, and get lots of rest. Story time. My maiden name is Ballantine, with a B. My cheesy poem was always, Amy Ballantine, you're so divine, will you be my Valentine? Growing up, when someone would ask me what my name was, this was always their response. Aww, Valentine? That's such a sweet last name. Yeah, and then I'd have to repeat this line. Sorry, it's Ballantine with a B? B as in boy, A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E. Now I get Riddick? Like Chronicles of Riddick? That's a great movie. My response? Thanks, I've never seen it. Another movie I've never seen, Casablanca. There's a lot of movies I've never seen, but we'll talk about that another day. We've got a list going on. Casablanca is listed as the most romantic movie in the world. Casablanca was released January 23rd, 1943, starring Humphrey Bogart as Rick Blaine and Ingrid Bergman as Ilsa. Humphrey must decide between his love for Ingrid and her pleas to help her and her husband escape the country. Kiss me. Kiss me as if it were the last time. We'll always have Paris. Here's looking at you, kid. My favorite movie, romantic movie, is Pretty in Pink. I have said it once, and I will say it a million times. You chose wrong, Molly. You should have chosen Ducky. I mean, come on. When he dances for her in the record store, Blaine who? One of my favorite romantic movie quotes, though, is from Rumor Has It. When Jennifer Aniston delivers this very true and very well-written line to Mark Ruffalo.
I love you. I didn't come here to tell you that I can't live without you. I can't live without you. I just don't want to.
Gets me in the feels every time. Just like the world's most romantic song, I Will Always Love You.
And I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
I don't care who. Are. When anybody hears that song, we all become Whitney Houston. Did you know I Will Always Love You was originally written by Dolly Parton in 1974? It rose to Billboard success, though, when Whitney Houston belted it out for the 1992 classic The Bodyguard. I Will Always Love You still was a hit for Dolly when she released it, but Whitney's version spent 14 weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard charts. It also won the 1994 Grammy Award for Record of the Year. Tolly earned millions of dollars in royalties from Whitney's version of the song. But being the queen of country, Dolly used some of that money to help grow a black community in Nashville. Thank you, Dolly, for your support for everyone. When I searched for the most romantic poem, there were a few contenders. Of course, William Shakespeare's sonnet 18 was in the top three, probably one of the most quoted love poems. Written in 1609, sonnet 18 is one of the best known of the 154 sonnets written by English poet and playwright William Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. And summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime, too hot, the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. By thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou oust, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when eternal lines to time thou growst. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Oh, to be the subject of Shakespeare's affection. While this is a very beautiful poem, I was entranced by She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. She Walks in Beauty is a short lyrical poem in iambic tetrameter written in 1814 by Lord Byron and is one of his most famous works. It is said to have been inspired by an event in Byron's life. On June 11, 1814, Byron attended a party in London. Amongst these guests was Mrs. Anne Beatrix Wilmot, wife of Byron's first cousin, Sir Robert Wilmot. He was struck by her unusual beauty, and the next morning this poem was written. She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all the best of dark and bright met in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven too gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tells of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. Poetry is so beautiful. The act of reflecting on the way someone smiles, the way you make them feel when you're around them. More people should write poetry. Songs are just poetry set to a sweet strum of a guitar or a hauntingly beautiful sound of a violin. Listen to me getting all mushy and romantic. Goodness. I am guilty of being a poet. I found a folder of poetry from my high school days. Oh, what a moody, brooding teenager a young Amy was. 'Cause tonight might be the night that I will fall for you. Over again, don't make me change my mind. Oh, if I only had the bangs to swoop back then. His hair was red, his name began with J, and I thought my life was over because he didn't like me. Silly girl. It took me a while to realize I didn't need someone else to make me happy, that I could enjoy my life without a boyfriend. So, if you're alone on this Valentine's Day, don't be sad. Take yourself on a date. You already know what you like to eat. You don't have to share your dessert. Treat yourself. Get that cute top. buy that perfume or cologne. Go see that movie that you were too afraid to go see by yourself. I used to do it all the time. Or, you know, stay in, go out with a group of friends, do what makes you happy. Don't let the world tell you you have to have a significant other to celebrate a day of love. Celebrate the love you have for yourself, your family, and your friends. You hear that, America? We don't need someone else to validate us. We are enough. Self-love, self-care, and markdown chocolate for the win. I can't help it. A box of Godiva at 75% off tastes much sweeter than $30 a box. I'm a champagne dreamer on a beer budget. 3 years ago today, I gave myself the best Valentine's Day gift. I went to my first concert by myself. I went to Rockzilla in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and saw Escape the Fate, Falling in Reverse, and Papa Roach. A night of dancing and singing and a little headbanging? Yes, please. So remember, today is a day about love, but don't put too much pressure on yourself. Remember to show yourself and your special person love throughout the year, too. Maybe you should take yourself to a concert. I know just the one. It's Bumpin' Uglies. One date left in February, but still time to score tickets. Hurry, though, because they are selling out fast. Catch some Uglies February 22nd in Winchester, Virginia, with Joey Harcum, The Grilled Lincolns, and Adam Almaney. Want to be ahead of the game? I got you, fam. March 12th, you can see Bumpin' Uglies in Greenville, South Carolina with Treehouse. And March 13th in Savannah, Georgia. March 14th through March 16th is the Reggae Rise Up Festival in St. Petersburg, Florida. Definitely, if you're going to go to that one, I suggest getting tickets now because they are selling out so fast. More March dates will be announced next week, so stay tuned. Can't wait that long? Yeah, I can't either. Check out some Bumpin' Uglies on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. BU is also available on all of your favorite music streaming services. Check them out. You won't regret it. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. You're all my Valentines, my loves. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and don't forget to score some markdown candy tomorrow. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on Monday. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.